From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian government is upbeat of securing COVID-19 vaccine supplies for August following the arrival of Moderna vaccine donated by the U.S. on Sunday and the planned arrival of AstraZeneca vaccine on Monday. This was affirmed by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Muhajir Effendi on Sunday. He assured that the COVID-19 vaccine supply will achieve the target for inoculating 2 million people daily throughout August 2021. He also confirmed that the Indonesian government has secured the supplies of 440 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine procured in several stages. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, concurrently member of the University of Indonesia Board of Trustees, has stated that human resources development is a key to the nation's advancement. This was expressed during the 2021 University of Indonesia's New Student Initial Activities, or KAMABA, as quoted in a press release by Antaranus Agency on Sunday. She presented the potentials that the Indonesian nation possesses and the ways to optimize those potentials to achieve prosperity and welfare for all citizens. All Indonesian wealth is collected into state finance through various forms, such as taxes, mining products, and royalties. The Indonesian National Sports Committee KONI of Papua chapter claim it has completed the first phase of the COVID-19 vaccination of athletes who will contest in the 20th National Games or PON from October 2nd to 15. Meanwhile, the second phase of the vaccination of athletes is still underway. Medical coordinator of KONI Papua chapter, Dr. Billy Humese, told Antaranus Agency on his cellular phone on Sunday. He said that the KONI of Papua chapter is in the process of recapitulating the number of athletes who have received their first and second shots of COVID-19 vaccine. Some of them also have not met requirements to get vaccinated because of comorbidity. Therefore, they had to receive medical treatment first. Spokesperson for the COVID-19 vaccination of the Health Ministry, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, stated that a specimen study has shown that the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus has spread almost evenly throughout Indonesia. The Delta variant dominates 86% of the specimen sequencing conducted in the last 60 days in 24 provinces. The Genomic Sequencing Laboratory Network, under the command of the Health Research and Development Agency, continues to explore the distribution pattern of the COVID-19 variants in Indonesia. From early 2021 to July 28, Indonesia reported 3,651 genome sequencing results in a global database. The study results showed that Indonesia should be vigilant against 3 out of 4 variants of coronavirus, namely Alpha, Beta, and Delta variants. The report deserves attention given the potential for transmission of the COVID-19 in Indonesia is still very high. Let's move on to the international news. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Sunday that the United States will not lock down again to curb COVID-19, but things are going to get worse as the Delta variant fuels a surge in cases, mostly among the unvaccinated. A sufficient percentage of Americans have now been vaccinated to avoid lockdowns. The average number of new coronavirus cases reported nationwide has nearly doubled in the past 10 days. Even if states do not resort to lockdowns again, the spread of the Delta variant could still threaten the economy. Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank President Neil Kashkari told CBS Face the Nation that the Delta variant was creating a bunch of cautions among millions of out-of-work Americans and could slow the U.S. labor market recovery. The death toll from wildfires on Turkey's southern coast rose to 8 on Sunday as firefighters battled for the fifth day to contain blazes still raging in coastal resort towns. Two more people died on Sunday due to wildfires in the southern town of Manavgat. This was stated by Turkey's health minister Fahrettin Koca. He added that 10 others were receiving treatment in hospitals in the area. More than 100 blazes that erupted in Turkey in the last 5 days have been contained. However, fires were still blazing in Manavgat and in Marmaris and the inland town of Milas, Forestry Minister Bekir Pakdemirli said, prompting the evacuation of some residential areas and hotels. The fires had already claimed the lives of 5 people in Manavgat and 1 person in Marmaris in recent days. Efforts were being made to put out 6 fires still blazing in Turkey on Sunday. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said that Venezuela will receive 6.2 million doses of coronavirus vaccine through the COVAX initiatives in the coming days. The announcement comes after the Gavi Alliance, which co-runs the facility along with the World Health Organization WHO, said in early July that COVAX had received payments from the South American country after Venezuelan officials said some payments were blocked by a bank due to U.S. sanction. Maduro had given COVAX an ultimatum to send the doses or return the funds Venezuela has already paid. Venezuela will receive doses of China's Sinopharm and Sinovac vaccine through the initiative. The country has so far been administering Sinopharm, Russia's Sputnik V, and Cuba's Abdallah vaccine. That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Indonesian government is accelerating a vaccination program to address the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic and reduce the severity of the COVID-19 outbreak. However, the distribution of vaccination programs in a number of regions in Indonesia faces problems. In fact, vaccination is one of the major keys in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on experience in a number of countries, the higher the ratio of the population gets vaccinated, the lower the fatality rate is. The government had also intensified the vaccination program to achieve the target of at least 70% of the total population in order to create herd immunity. Based on the data from the Ministry of Health, which was released on the kemenkes.go.id on Thursday, only 44.6 million people have been vaccinated. This number is equivalent to 16.5% of Indonesia's total population of 270.2 million people in 2020. Meanwhile, 17.9 million people have received the second vaccination, or 6.6% of the population. Logistic problems is also another factor of inequality, because not all public health centers or puskesmas throughout Indonesia have logistics that support the vaccination program. The limited number of vaccinators is also the reason why the vaccination coverage in Indonesia is uneven. Until now, the Ministry of Health has not specifically released data of the number of corona vaccinators in all provinces. However, the distribution of the number of vaccinators can be estimated from the current data on health workers. Considering the health workers are the main professions recruited to carry out the vaccination program. Based on the Ministry of Health's release, spokesperson for vaccination of the Ministry of Health, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, admitted that the supply of vaccines was limited. Only 30%, or 151.9 million of the total need of around 462 million doses, and there were still various obstacles, especially related to vaccine distribution. Thus, all stakeholders need to join hands and work hard to overcome this. Hopefully, all of this problem, ranging from vaccine distribution and logistical readiness, especially the limited number of vaccinators, must be addressed and minimized to ensure that corona vaccination is evenly distributed throughout Indonesia. In addition, the determination of the priority scale for regions that receive vaccine, namely in areas with a high number of transmission cases, can be resolved. Thus, the herd immunity target set by the government can be achieved immediately.
Today in history starts with the event on August 2, 1934, when Adolf Hitler became the head state of Germany with the title Führer. Adolf Hitler was Chancellor of Germany from 1933 and leader of Germany from 1934 until his death on April 30, 1945. On August 2, 1934, he became a Detector of Germany after President von Hindenburg died. Hitler united the office of Chancellor and President to become the Führer or leader, and at the same time made the National Socialist Party, known Nazi, as the single party in Germany. The Nazi was officially disbanded after Germany lost the Second World War. Next event was in 1985, the crash of Delta Airlines Flight 191. Delta Airlines Flight 191 was a scheduled flight from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles via Dallas. On August 2, 1985, the plane crashed in a tornado with lightning or microburst as it was about to land on runway 17C at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport in Texas. The crash killed 8 crew members, 126 passengers, and 1% on the ground. 2 people died after a month of the crash, bringing the toll to 137.
The last event of August 2nd was in 2005 when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was inaugurated as the president of Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the sixth president of Iran and won 61.91% of the vote in the Iranian presidential election on June 24, 2005. His presidency began on August 3, 2005 after his inauguration the day before. He served as mayor of Tehran from 3rd of May 2003 to 28th of June 2005 when he was elected president. He is widely known as a conservative figure who is very loyal to the values of the 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran. Listener, that's today in history.
Hari ini sudah cemanya bergaya. Kesana kemari selalu berdanda.
Listen to Voice of Indonesia. The next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi said Indonesia was trying to increase the value of trade with the UK from the previous $2.2 billion in 2020. Of the total trade, Indonesia still enjoyed a trade surplus with the UK of $327 million. Indonesian exports to the UK in 2020 consist of several superior products, including footwear, wood products, and furniture to crude palm oil CPO products. Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi, while attending the UK Small and Medium Enterprises Business Summit 2021, which was held by Bank Negara Indonesia or BNI virtually on Thursday, believed that the value of trade between Indonesia and the UK in the future should be increased even more. He explained that Indonesia and Britain have had bilateral relations for 72 years. In 2020, the UK is the 22nd ranked export destination and the 20th source of known oil and gas imports for Indonesia. In the Asian region, Indonesia is ranked 5th as the UK's trading partner after Singapore, Vietnam, Thailand, and Malaysia. Therefore, in April, Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi and UK Secretary of State for International Trade Elizabeth Truss virtually signed a Memorandum of Understanding to establish a Joint Economic Trade Committee, JETCO. This also marks a new chapter in bilateral relations between the two countries and is expected to boost economic, trade and investment relations in the future. The agreement is also expected to open market access for Indonesian goods and services to the UK market and encourage British investment in Indonesia. On the same occasion, Indonesian state-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir encouraged BNI London to act as an Indonesian-owned bank that could be bridge between micro, small and medium enterprises in the UK and Europe with business players in Indonesia. This can be done through transaction facilities and services that are adaptive to business demands.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki
rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini
karena juga saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua.
menghadapi cobaan.
Yakin dan percaya itulah kuncinya.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, as the name implies, when viewed from far away, the sand at Siring Kemuning Beach is slightly yellowish in color, unlike white sand beaches in general. Besides the sand looks colorful, the waves that wash over the beach also look yellowish. The word Kemuning or Kuning in Indonesian means yellow in English, and it is actually taken from the Javanese language. The yellowish color of the beach is the origin of the name Siring Kemuning Beach, which had become a tourism destination in East Java around the 90s. Even this beach gets the nickname Kuta in Madura because of its beautiful panorama, which is similar to Kuta Beach in Bali. Siring Kemuning Beach is located in the village of Mecaja, Tanjung Bumi District, which is approximately 41 kilometers to the north of Bangkalan City. If you are in Bangkalan, Madura and want to enjoy the beauty of Siring Kemuning Beach, the road to Siring Kemuning Beach is not too difficult. You can use public transportation which goes through the beach area at a cost of only 8,000 rupiahs. If you use a private vehicle, you can go through two highway lanes, namely west to east and from the middle lane to north, with a travel time of approximately 1 to 2 hours. After Siring Kemuning Beach, you don't have to pay, but you have to pay for parking 7,000 rupiahs for motorbikes and 10,000 rupiahs for cars. Although there are no facilities provided at Siring Kemuning Beach, you can still enjoy the beauty of this beach. The atmosphere is cool and beautiful because of the many trees, as well as the yellowish white sand and the rocks as decoration, adding to the beautiful scenery at Siring Kemuning Beach. The waves on this beach are not too big, but because the waves on this beach are dragging, visitors who want to swim at this beach must be careful, especially for children and visitors who are not good at swimming. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything. Just enjoy the ride.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about transportasi, which means transportation. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Posisi Bapak di mana, which means Where are you, sir? This dialogue happens when Kevin orders an online taxi. A taxi driver is looking for Kevin. Then he calls him to ask where Kevin is. Let's listen to the conversation.
Siang, Pak. Posisi Bapak di mana?
Saya di halte depan rumah sakit, Pak.
Baik, mohon ditunggu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Di mana, which means where. Posisi, posisi, which means position. Di halte, which means at the bus stop. Depan, depan, which means in front of. Rumah sakit. Rumah sakit, which means hospital. Posisi bapak di mana? Posisi bapak di mana? Which means where are you, sir? Saya di halte depan rumah sakit. Saya di halte depan rumah sakit, which means I'm at the bus stop in front of the hospital. Mohon tunggu, which means please wait. Kamu di mana? Which means where are you? Di samping ATM, which means next to the ATM. Dekat kafe, which means near the cafe. Aku di samping ATM, dekat kafe. Aku di samping ATM, dekat kafe, which means I'm next to ATM near the cafe. In the dialogue, you hear the taxi driver say, Posisi bapak di mana? Posisi bapak di mana? Which means, where are you, sir? In the statement, there is the word di mana, which means where. It is used to ask the location and position of someone, place, object, and other things. For instance, bapak di mana, which means, where are you, sir? In the dialogue context between Kevin and the taxi driver, the taxi driver is picking up Kevin and he wants to know the exact place where Kevin is waiting by asking Posisi bapak di mana? Posisi bapak di mana? Which means where are you, sir? Let's listen to the other examples of expressions to ask someone's position. Di mana posisi bapak? Di mana posisi bapak? Which means where are you, sir? Saya di halte depan rumah sakit. Saya di halte depan rumah sakit, which means I'm at the bus stop in front of the hospital. Kamu di mana, which means where are you? Aku di samping ATM dekat kafe. Aku di samping ATM dekat kafe, which means I'm next to ATM near the cafe. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Siang, Pak. Posisi Bapak di mana?
Saya di halte depan rumah sakit, Pak.
Baik, mohon ditunggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go with, I'm not surprised. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Damai di Bumi by Sri Widadi. Composed by Budiman BJ, like the title, this song describes the peaceful atmosphere of wildlife life. No more noise and cruelty. It is safe and peaceful in the green hills and on the beach with beautiful waves. Peace on earth is the hope of all mankind. Well, listener, here is Sri Widadi with the keroncong song entitled Damai di Bumi. Happy listening.
Berbukit rindang menghijau, melatari rianya ombak di pantai, perhias mekar dan putih berseri di antara laut yang biru. Marga satwa mencapai tiada hati mengusik tenang hidupnya, terlukis dalam keindahannya alam damai dan sejahtera. Tiada lagi suara bising dentuk kekejaman, tiada lagi hati ini berlomba semua keresahan, aman tentram bagai di alam surga, damai di bumi senantiasa, harapan seluruh insan. Tiada lagi suara bising dentuk kekejaman, tiada lagi hati ini berlomba berkuasa, hilang semua keresahan, aman tenteram bagai di alam surga, damai di bumi senantiasa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Pada corona,
cuci tanganlah setiap hari. Jaga selalu jarakmu ketika kita berinteraksi. Ingatlah jaga kesehatan, jaga kebersihan. Sementara jangan berjabat tangan demi kebaikan, keamanan kita bersama. Marilah bersatu padu, stop penyebaran virus corona. Tetap tenang, tidak panik, tingkatkan kewaspadaan. Marilah kita berjuang, cegah penyebaran virus corona.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hey kawan, pandanglah ke depan. Kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan. Kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar berani menerjang. Eratkanlah, eratkanlah ya. Eo, eo, persahabatan kita. Berkuatlah, berkuatlah ya.
Oh,
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vnews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.